Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Fritz and Friends on this Monday evening edition, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Scott Eckersley producing his night tonight as well. Going out on the phone now to Eric Schertzing, who we know is the Ingham County Treasurer, but this evening he's got another hat on. He's the co-chair of a committee that's taking a look at kind of refiguring or reconfiguring East Lansing, some East Lansing schools, elementary schools, perhaps. Specifically. Good evening, Eric. How are you?
Great, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Good. I love all the hats that you wear, and I'm pleased to be able to, that you had a few minutes for us tonight to go through this. As many communities are doing with budget restrictions and things tightening up, looking at different ways and trying to be creative to save some money in school systems. And as I said, you're part of a committee looking to do just that in East Lansing. What is the objective of this committee's work?
Well, the charge from the school board is really to come back to them probably in May with some recommendations on what to do about the current alignment of K-8 education in East Lansing. For example, one of the concerns is the number of transitions. We have K-4 and then a separate 5-6 and a separate 7-8, and three transitions is not as good as two in most people's eyes.
Well, and a lot of schools are doing these transitions and you know, making up, you know, back in the day when I went to school, it was, you know, through fifth grade and then 6, 7, 8 and then 9 through 12 for high school. What is the reasoning behind some of the – is it budget issues or is it teaching abilities to do these different transitions?
Well, I think it's a combination of both, but it was trying to achieve efficiencies by having more – classrooms in each grade in the schools. You know, so we're looking at whether the facilities can be renovated, might they be added on to. We're also looking at the potential to build new K whatever, perhaps K-5 schools in the neighborhoods of East Lansing. All of those things are being looked at.
Well, and when I guess right off the top of your head, when you talk about perhaps closings an elementary school or perhaps more, which is part of an article in the State Journal talked about that's on the table as anything else. I guess talking about building a new one is kind of strikes me as an interesting proposition, just trying to build a new one in terms of efficiency and size.
Well, it would be replacements on existing, sites. We have six elementary schools in East Lansing right now. They range in student population from 220 up into the high 300s, and the general consensus is that a larger building, one in the 400 to 500 student range, is a little bit more cost effective to run. And in these budget times, you're looking for every $250,000 or $500,000 that you can save by changing your facilities.
And what's happening with is it population shifts that are part of the issue here?
Well, it's a declining revenue base coming in from property taxes and from the state. East Lansing has really leveled out for the last couple of years. We actually had a slight increase in resident population of students last year, but we've been pretty close to 3,500 students for the last 2 or 3 years.
And the age of the building comes into play in your decision making also. And until I read the article, I really hadn't thought about the fact that the age of these buildings has an important role in how usable they are at this point, I guess is a good way to put it.
Oh, absolutely. You can walk into elementary buildings in Lansing or East Lansing, and they're the same. These are buildings that were built in the 1950s, usually very quickly, very cheaply. You know, they don't have crawl spaces or foundations. The ceilings are low, you know, so there isn't much that you can do for ceiling height and to run technology. I don't think the buildings in the 50s were ever intended to have as many years of use as we have already given them. That's why it really is, even in these budget times, a very serious consideration about having some new buildings for 21st century learning environments that, you know, embrace the children, which is what this is all about.
Absolutely. I understand that. Now, you just had another meeting forum. Was it last midweek last week?
Last Thursday night, we had a meeting.
And what are recommendations coming out of these meetings yet, or is there more work to do before it's time for recommendations to East Lansing School Board?
Well, you know, there's some things that are getting closer to a consensus. You know, a K-5, 6, 7, 8, which is the traditional. There was a fairly strong consensus around that. I think a comfort with continuing the 7 mills of debt, millage money that voters have approved in the past, having that renewed out longer, there's a fair amount of comfort with. And, you know, there's a lot of work to be done since December. We've been meeting a couple long nights every month. We did a bus trip to Kalamazoo to see some of the new facilities there. The white paper that Amanda, my co-chair, and I are going to put together in April is just starting to gel. We need a couple more meetings, I think, to wrap it all up.
And you mentioned the 7 mil bond. So that would be in November. You'd be asking voters to extend that as part of the plan, perhaps.
Yeah, you know, obviously this is all up to the school board. They have the final decision. They can throw out what we've done or use it in parts. But we do have an existing 7 mills of debt that finance the renovations to the middle school and the construction of the high school. And if we extended that through a millage vote in perhaps November, again, that's up to the school board, in May or June, they would have to make that decision. That's one route we could be going.
And the recommendations are you mentioned earlier May, is that kind of your deadline to get things, this committee's deadline to get things to the school board for them to take a look at?
Yeah, you know, there's consensus coming together. You do need to have some type of a timeline if you're going to do a millage vote this year. So we want to give the school board enough time to be comfortable with their own decision-making process and any additional community input that they want to get. We probably in May will have a large community forum. This started out last fall with a series of 3 community forums that had, you know, about 100 people at each one. So we've had a lot of participation.
Well, and that's always encouraging when you're making decisions to know that you're meeting the expectations of the public that you're there to help and to work with.
Sure, because ultimately, you know, if there's going to be a millage vote, it's got to pass for us to move forward.
You've got to be of like mind for that to happen. So it sounds like everything's, it's an overused term these days, everything's on the table at this point in terms of, you know, perhaps building a different school, closing a couple of elementary schools, as many communities have in the area. I mean, Lansing has certainly closed them. Okemos has closed them. Grand Ledge has as well. So that consolidating and reconfiguring is seems to be the buzzwords.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, it will keep track of this. Is there more opportunity for community input with this, Eric?
Yeah, we're going to have evening meetings April 14th and 28th. I don't know if the location has been picked, but they'll be one of the East Lansing public school facilities. They're generally from 6:30 to 8:30. Public is welcome. We have a large committee, about 35 people, so mainly it's a forum for the committee, but the public is welcome.
Boy, that is a big committee.
Yes, it is. all of my political skills are coming into play.
I was going to say, wow, I my hat's off to you, Eric. That's you and your co-chair, we should mention, is Amanda Bright McClanahan. And, like I said, a lot of important work that you're both doing. I appreciate your time this evening.
Thanks, Cheryl. Have a great evening.
You as well. Eric Schertzing, who is Ingham County Treasurer, we know, and also co-chair of a committee looking into East Lansing schools, the elementary schools. Some reconfiguration perhaps going to go on there. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.